We're on Daf Nun.
Wow.
We're on Daf Nun. We didn't do much yesterday. We just turned over the page. We're in the Sugya. Yeah, we asked some penetrating questions yesterday. We saw from Chazal, Kashus on Chazal, that Ezu Chosim is Chesed im Koina, you do Chesed for Hashem. I don't know what that means. That Klal Yisrael provides Panosa for Kodesh Baruch Hu. We understand that nothing, put it mildly. Okay. Hashem. Okay, that's what we got up to. The second paragraph from the bottom. Okay, so that's the problem we have. What's this mischesed in koine? Well, what does it mean that we give Hashem? Tnu ois lelokim. Velokim nasa chayil. Tzu leyot chotashi. When you don't do the rotzen of Hashem, you weaken Hashem. What does all this mean? What are we talking? HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals to us in his holy Torah and via his Nevi'im and his holy servants, the Shoynes shel Chiva Ba'av Atzuma, unbelievable terms of endearment and love. Lulei Mikra Shekosuv, Loinu Ma'azim Afilu B'Dimiyoyna Arachok B'Yeis Al'alo Yizdvorim Eilu Al'dal Sfoseinu. Had these words not been written in the Psukim, in our furthest reaches of our imagination, we would never have had the chutzpah, the ozus, to say words like this on our mouth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu machan otanu b'tor reyecho. HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls you reyecho. Reyecho, what's reyecho? My beloved spouse, friend. K'v'yochol anu nechshovim reyim shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We friends of Hashem. What about the Loshon of the Torah that says, Umi ikka chavrusa klape shamayim? Can you be Hashem's friend? What are you talking about? Huh? I'm telling you what Chazal say. I don't say anything. The first thing you'll learn, yeah, is I don't say anything. I'm just reading. There are a few rules here you have to know. You knew yourself, I'll forgive you. But the first thing is... The first thing is I don't say anything. I just read and try and translate as best as I can. That's number one. Number two is, okay, we'll
see yesterday. Never
we'll see number two when we get to number two. We don't need it now.
What we said yesterday is never relevant.
We'll see. The other rule you might as well know is what I said yesterday, I don't hold responsibility. I don't take any responsibility what I said yesterday. I don't remember what I said yesterday. I'm not sure what I said yesterday. I don't know what the context was. I don't know what I was thinking. I know there are people that do that. Very few. There are mute of the people that come here that listen. But you'll see. You'll get the hang of things, how we do things here. Chazal say, Umika chavrusa klep shemai. Well, you think you're Hashem's friend? But Hashem calls us his friend. So what's going on? In HaKadosh Baruch Hu machan otanu bonim. Hashem calls us bonim. V'gam machanu tanu achoisi rayosi yonosi tamosi. Hashem uses all these wonderful terms. You're my sister, you're my spouse, you're my dove, you're my twin. And it gets worse. Alabitu tamosi, there where it says in Shira Shirim tamosi, Eimim chazal keviyachol lo ani godol mimena v'lo hi gedolim mimeni. Listen to that. What's twins? He's not bigger than me, and I'm not bigger than him because we were born at the same time. So we have the same, we're the same. He's not bigger than me, and I'm not bigger than him. That's Hashem we're talking about. Chazal Tamasi, Kishnei Tumim, like two twins. Ma Tumim, Halalachashashe, Echad is Reisha, Sheni Margish. Anybody who has twins or dealt with twins, if the one has a headache, the other one feels the pain. Kach, Am Imoy Anoichi Betzora. Yelkut Shmoni says that so too occurs when we're in Torah, Hashem feels our pain. Hashem feels our pain. When you're in pain, you're not alone because Hashem is feeling your pain. And your Ikka problem should be worrying about Hashem's pain. What does this mean? We have no idea what we're talking about. Knesset Yisrael Nikras Kalosu Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is another cute expression. We are the bride of Hashem. Ketzin Itavenzos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tzarich otanu kamo shabal tzarich ishto. Hashem needs a wife. Needs me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu machshiv otanu k'shutfin b'maisa breishis. just make it worse and worse. Yeah, as we go ahead, it just gets worse and worse. We realize how little we understand about anything. Hashem calls us his partners in Maaseh Bereishis. Wow. The Kasha Ki Utzarich Shutfim. When you take on a partner, Baruch's a lawyer, he'll tell you, because I'm a lawyer as well, and I'll tell you as well. Most partnerships end up with lawyers making a lot of money. Because when they get together in their lawyer's office, they're not worried that much, because everything's going to be glorious. The beginning of partnerships are happy days and lots of bucks to be made. So the lawyer has to make sure that he writes up the contract properly, because they're not interested, because they trust each other, everything's fine. Yeah. A few weeks, months, very rarely years later, they're back in his office. Separately, of course. And there's a war on their hands, and the lawyers love those moments, because that's where they make all the money, settling the broken partnership. You don't take on a partner if you don't need to. Correct? Why do you have a partner? Because you need somebody to do something you can't do. Otherwise, you don't take on a partner. That's why marriage is not a partnership. Marriage is not a partnership. Well, that's very, okay, that you should ask with each, I don't know, with, all right, but that's another story. But marriage is not a partnership, because partnerships are always b'nieved, but Hashem calls us his partners in my celebrations. Because Nebuch, he can't manage without us. He needs something from us that he can't do. It's a bit of a problem. How do we become shutfim b'may sabreishis? The certain talent that Hashem's lacking that we have, everything we have comes from Hashem anyway. We have nothing that's not Hashem. Hashem just can't manage without me. Okay, so we have a lot of problems in our hands. Let's see the last paragraph, and then we'll start hopefully crawling through some answers to some of these difficulties. How do we become partners? When one of the things Chazal say you become a partner in Maaseh Bereishis is when you make Kiddush. On Friday night, when you say Vayechulu, you stand with a glass of wine, and you say Vayechulu, as you become Maaseh Bereishis. Nice, Valyadei Kachu, nice, Shutav Maaseh Bereishis. Shutav Bekol Habriya Ha'atzumu Vanifta Haniglis L'Neged Einein. You become a partner, a full-fledged partner in the entire universal experience. This whole universe. Bordering on the infinite universe, you become a partner in that whole business. Because you said, Vayechulu. Okay, if you understand, or you're not bothered by these questions, you have very little to learn. Just to bother you, because this is Torah. Chazal. Chumash. Hashem himself. Okay. Turn over the page to Nun Beis, Perek Gimel, and let's see what's going on here. None of what we're saying here is new. The sources for everything here are well documented and well brought down. They're new for us, because we haven't been exposed to some of these things. Let's have a look and see. Tshuvas l'kol ha'shelos halalu klulu b'mishpat echad. The answer to all these questions is included in one statement of Chazal in the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, Perek Dalet. Chayev Adam Loime Bishvili Nivra Olam. The person is obligated to say, the world was created for me. The Mishnah doesn't inform you that the world was created for you. The Mishnah informs you that you have an obligation to say, the world was created for me. Now, the Mishnah doesn't ask you to lie. Therefore, it must be that the world was created for me. Otherwise, I wouldn't be obligated to say that it was. But it's a funny way. There's a funny way of getting this across. Who are we talking about there in this Mishnah? Atem koru Adam, va'ein umas oilim koru Adam. So the Stomach is talking about Jews, although Yishmael in places is also called Adam, which is not our subject now. No, but he's also called Adam. In komaleinu Adam, and Adam will come upon us, it's talking about Yishmael. It's called the Adam. Okay. Good, okay. Who's talking today in the Mishnah? We just finished learning Sanhedrin. I assumed you would have seen the Mishnah in Perek.
You want to do it on Perek, though?
You want to bring me a Mishnah in Perek?
Talk about everyone.
Let's have a look. You're in for an interesting surprise.
Why isn't it
Kishkin?
Why? I just
all I have to say well, it. I'm not. I don't know. It's, you can ask. We take out the Mishnah. Learn some Mishnah. You bring me a Gemara. You're bringing me the Mishnah.
Yes, more Mishnah.
The Mishnah Perek Dalet. But I don't think it's the first Mishnah. No, which Mishnah? No, it's not this Mishnah. If you want to find the Mishnah, it's just much easier to find the Mishnah in the Mishnah instead of the Gemara.
I think I had a Nibra, he did, and that's why. No,
madame. So the Mishnah, yeah. We're talking here about the Adim. We're talking about the Adim, Din and Nefoshes. We're dealing about Din and Nefoshes, yeah? Din and Mamas, Din and Nefoshes. No, both. We're dealing with Din and Mamas, Din and Nefoshes. Lefikach Nivra Adam Yechidi Lelam Decho. If it destroys a Jewish neshama, it's as if you wiped out the whole world. You keep it, you support, you maintain, you sustain a Jewish neshama. Matbeos, whatever that means, if I pull them, now two people are alike. The Fika call Echad Vechad Chaiv Loime Bishvilini Vroilom, the Shemet Taimru Malanu Lutzora Zois, Valokvanema, who aid or Roya or Yoido in Lo Yagi, the Shemet Taimru Malanu Lachoiv Bedomo Shose, Valokvanema. It's talking about a murder case. It's about a murder case. It's about the Adim, you know, giving testimony in a murder case about someone who was killed, who killed someone. And on that person, it's talking about
Chayv Loime Bishvili Nivra Ha'Oilom. Which person? The murderer?
Yeah, and the Adim. It's not everybody, but included in there is the murderer also. He has to know that the world is created for him. Says Rashi, Bishvili Nivra Ha'Oilom Kloima. What does claim I mean? You don't have to answer. It means if you're going to understand it simply, you're going to mess it up. You're going to get it wrong. You cannot learn it the way you would normally understand it. Therefore, it needs a bit of a fix. Claimer, choshuv ani ka'ila mole. I'm choshuv like a whole world. Lo ateret al atzmi mina oilam. Therefore, I will not hold myself back. I will not. Atarad al atzmi min ha'olam. Atarad. What's the notion of atarad? Atarad means to be bothered myself. I bother myself with the world in order to do one Aveira, because I'm so choshuv. Why don't you do an Aveira? Because you're too choshuv, because the whole world was created for you. That's how Rashi learned. We'll see different tratim now, Metz Hashem, we'll go into it now, but that's the... Look at the bottom of the also. So we're talking even to a murderer. He has to know, as long as he's alive, before they stone him or whatever they do to him, he has to say, we should leave him alone. I'm very choshuv, and therefore I'm not going to lose my world by just doing some aveira. Nifla. Anyway, that's the mission of the Sanhedrin. Kol ha'olam kulo ha'shamayim v'aretz ha'kol b'nei adam ha'chayes ha'ba'emes ha'shotzim ramoshim eitzim kol ha'sheh b'shoav b'yam ha'gol kol ha'lomois elyonim v'tachtonim malochim v'srofim kol ha'doyres shechay b'olam kol ha'doyres sheyichyu b'olam ad bias ha'mashiach ha'kol nivra b'shvili b'shvil kol yochid ve'yochid. Amazing. All of that, that you mastered understanding and looking and analyzing through your shara b'china, you now understand how big the world is and how much chesed there is in that world. That's all for you. What does it mean it's all for you? It means that it's kedai just for you. That means if there was no one else in the world, Hashem would keep the world going just for you. It doesn't mean that it's all yours, because otherwise why are these other guys on the road? When you're stuck in one of those 25 minutes for kakim, and you know that it's bishvili livra elam, you have a question, why are these other guys on my road? Correct? You ever had that feeling, Baruch?
Yeah.
Okay. So, that's not what it means. It doesn't mean it's your world. It means you're responsible for the world, and it's kedai. Okay. Now we can start answering some of our questions. Nefesh mipnei nefesh. Kol echad hu olamole bifnei atzmoi. Each person, no matter what his matzav is, gam im hu b'matzav shel tzemach, even if he's a vegetable, ve'eino oisem ma'um, and he's not doing anything, he's in a coma. Rachmana litzlan. Kol olam kulo nivra bishviloi. He also is chayv loyme bishvili nivra ha'olam. Kol olam yavet chas v'chalila. As we learned, the whole world can go down the drain. But it's peace of Adam. You can't shorten that person's life even for half a minute. He's an oilam shalom. He's not doing anything, so what? That's not a Jewish concept. You're doing and you have, and therefore you have a right to exist. And if not, you don't have a right to exist. You don't have a right to exist. No one has a right to exist. You have an obligation to exist. We have rights. We have rights. Show me one right that you have in the Torah.
For other Jews to love you as yourself.
No, I have an obligation to love you. You don't have a right to be loved.
I have a right.
You don't. Hold on, slowly.
Everyone else has an obligation.
Hold on, slowly. He's right.
No, one's giving one.
That we'll see. We'll learn. We have to get there first. You're two steps ahead of us. Slowly. You're 100% right. Let's see what the problem with it is. If I have an obligation not to steal for you, then Mamela, you have a right not to be stolen. The question is, where's the emphasis? I don't steal from you, not because you have a right not to be stolen from. I don't steal from you because I'm obligation not to steal. Where's the emphasis? The difference between the two, because they look the same, is what he said. When you're focused on your obligations, you're a giver. When you're focused on your rights, you're a taker. And no one's more miserable than the taker. Why? We've spoken about that many times here.
Because you're constantly relying on everyone else to do their obligation.
No, that might be part of it, but that's not the reason why America is the most miserable society that ever lived, and it's the most rightful society that ever lived. It's not a coincidence. Well, the Western world, I mean, yeah, you know. Parts of Asia as well. You know, I mean, it's not a geography lesson.
Yeah.
America was the one that taught us about rights and became more and more miserable the more rights they got. Why is it? Because we... that's what a right is. It's entitled. It's going to be another word for the same thing. I'm asking why.
Two people are focusing on their rights, then you've got two people taking. No one's giving.
What's wrong with that?
What's wrong is that no one's fulfilling their obligation because they're too busy concentrating on
their obligation.
Correct. So what's the problem with that?
Well, nothing happens. Nothing gets done. Everyone just takes.
What's the problem with that?
So if everyone's taking no one's giving, then...
What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? So what's wrong with that? So what's wrong with that?
Certainly not like Hashem.
You understand by now that you're going down the wrong track. Otherwise, I wouldn't carry on saying what's wrong with it. Hello?
That's wrong.
You guys have been around long enough to stop and think maybe I'm on the wrong track.
Okay, so let's bring it back.
We are trying to get close to Hashem, correct? Hashem can only give and not take. When I'm giving, I'm exactly where I want to be because I'm like Hashem. When I'm taking, I couldn't be further away from Hashem. When you're far away from Hashem, you're miserable because a person, a human being, was designed to be close to Hashem. When you're taking, there's nothing further away from Hashem than taking. And when you're giving, there's nothing more doimel Hashem than when you're giving, because Hashem can only do two things. give and give. You can't take.
Wait, how does this secular guy who doesn't even believe
not interested in secular?
Why is he depressed?
Because he's far away from Hashem.
But even though he has,
he doesn't know. Yeah, but if you know, you don't know. You're miserable because you are rochok me, who you're supposed to be. You're created by Tzelem Elokim. And when you go away from your Tzelem Elokim and you become a taker, not a giver, then you're not fulfilling your Tzelem Elokim. You're something inside you that makes you feel icky. Example. When people are giving you things, you feel icky inside, hopefully still. Most people have destroyed their ability to feel bread of shame. But there's a thing called bread of shame. When you're receiving and receiving, you feel icky inside. You know why? Because your Tzelem Elokim is disturbed. Your Tzelem Elokim is disturbed by taking. Because your Tzelem Elokim wants to be like Hashem and wants to give. So when you're taking, your Tzelem Elokim starts getting miserable. What's the cure for that? Because we live in a world where you have to take. Hashem created a world where we're the biggest takers in the world. The cure for that problem, and that's another whole shear which we'll have to deal with sometime, is called Hakoras HaTov.
What do you do with somebody who's destroyed that? Bread of shame, embarrassment.
I don't know. This is a general knowledge. Ask your local.
Not a general knowledge.
Ask your local therapist. I don't know what you do with somebody who did.
That means that this is so the only